I'll start off with some concepts, some context which we developed the tool within. It's about the environment of a customer of ours who had in the past some performance related issues with Samba and wanted to get more information about the reasons and find out ways to avoid such situations in the past. Then we'll present our goals, what we were trying to achieve by developing this software. We'll take a closer look at a certain component of our framework called the Manager, which is the visualization unit used by administrators to track actually the performance situation on a Samba installation. And we'll take a look at a concept called analysis rules, which we use for introducing custom evaluations of performance information gathered about the Samba installation. Well, I guess many of you know that without file services, today's enterprises are not capable of doing anything. Most of the business work is somehow related to file operations, and many other services which are on higher levels are based on operating and reliable file service solutions. One of the problems, respectively one of the issues an installation maintainer wants to cope with is to assure availability, scalability, and some kind of service level for his customers or for his clients. And it is also essential in such situations to be capable of detecting problems and bottlenecks really, really fast, so that you can react on them just in time. Usually you have some kind of service level agreements which define an availability or response time or service level concept or levels which then you have to monitor during the running the lifetime of the systems. And from the results you gather from monitoring, you could perhaps detect some problems, and in such cases you would need to modify your installation. Either you would make any possible hardware upgrades in order to be capable of coping with greater load which is issued on your systems, or you would perhaps change the configuration of your services. I just included a small info line about Samba. I guess everybody over here knows about its popularity and about the diversity of platforms it is available for. Those features make Samba, including its low administration overhead, those features make Samba to a very popular and very very loved solution for large installations. It results mainly in a rather low total cost of ownership, which is perfect for a great scale business. So how do you think, what is a contemporary or common way of monitoring a Samba server? We've heard just in the presentation, therefore, that you could look at the log files and extract some valuable information from them. Are there other ways you could think about?
What about SNMP?
SNMP. When using SNMP, you should have a provider with a MIP which could give you the information about the actual happenings within the server. This is something I'm not really informed about, but I think Samba doesn't include a MIP database. So what people commonly do is actually using some well-known Unix tools and building their own scripts in order to automate the monitoring process. These are so-called homemade solutions because each administrator or each department would have its different kinds of solutions. Usually you have tools like SMB status, very important one, then because it provides you the entire information you want to know from the Samba side. Everything about shared connections, about users hiding behind these connections, and also lists of open files which are currently locked. For the process monitoring data, you would usually use PS or TOP or something like VM start, IO start, if you're interested in operating system related data. And for automating the whole stuff, you would perhaps make some cron daemon tests so that you can gather your measurement data periodically. After having those data, you usually consolidate it in some kind of way. People use databases for this task, for having some kind of history of the whole monitoring process so that they can make analysis on the basis of development over time. How has the installation or the usage of a file service developed over last months, last years, and so on. And finally, this information must be brought to the end user, to the manager, or to the administrator itself. And some solutions use a kind of active web approach, either with a PHP or Perl or Python or something like that, which is based on a Apache web server. And display the results of the entire process on a website. Well, that stuff works well, but it has some shortcomings. One of it is the entire administration, the entire maintenance and development of this solution is in the hands of the administrators on your site. So each time they want to reconfigure the whole process or want to analyze additional stuff, they should modify the scriptings or the database layout or some other stuff on this application. And the second disadvantage is that during those whole process, we have a large number of tasks which are started and then again closed, started again. We have these cron daemon executions which automate the periodical time, data measurement, and because of this we have a potentially higher performance overhead on the system, as there are many tasks which are simultaneously or parallelly called. So our approach was actually nothing very new, but we just wanted to consolidate the whole stuff. We want to take this process and make a tool which actually performs all these three steps: the data gathering, the data evaluation, reporting, and presentation. So one important rule is that we never know what actually our users, our administrators are interested in. We cannot know which kind of data they want to evaluate next week or next month. So we have to provide some kind of some kind of to extend the analytical functions within this framework. And we have done that by defining those rules which can be plugged in within the platform. Rules, we'll come to that point later, are loadable at runtime within our framework, and you could specify certain capacity limits or certain parameters these rules rely on during runtime too. So I think I mentioned that already. We were interested in relating the process and system related performance data with Samba usage information, so that we can see we have there a Samba process which is running low on memory or which is causing a lot of CPU cycles, and we want to know what is happening there, who is there working, who is served by this process, and which files are perhaps currently opened by that process. And this is the task we are doing within our framework. One very important point is we don't want to burden the productive Samba system additionally, so we try to reduce the overhead we cause by our measuring, as much as possible. The architecture we have developed for this task is a three-layered one. On the right side, we have the agents which are situated on the same machines where Samba servers are installed or on. These agents are really very dumb parts of code. They don't do any special stuff. They just gather measurement information. And this information is gathered only when they are requested upon it. So they don't have to run any cycles if there is no need for it. In the middle, we have a central authority which gathers those measurement information and consolidates it. This is also the point where all evaluations and analysis functions run on. Over there, we have those rules which are plugged in within the central server and analyze the data arriving from the agents. We also have a visualization tool called a manager, which I'm going to present later on. And this tool is for the administrator itself to view the information which is stated and aggregated on the central server. We developed the whole stuff based on Java, except for the agents. Agents need to access some kernel and operating system functionality, as well as some Samba information, and those parts were actually written in a C programming language. Another last but not least tool we have integrated is the so-called SMB top command line, which is, I think you are all familiar with top. This is something very very similar, but it also includes the Samba information about used files, user connections, and so on. The communication over our framework is actually encrypted, so that users who are logging in from the manager, from managers to the central server, and are supplying passwords, therefore, those things are all encrypted. Well, we have at our customer side a large installation of a Samba server, which spans a 24-way machine. It's currently a Sun Enterprise 10,000 machine, which is an older piece of hardware, but it is at the moment migrating on a newer Sunfire machine. Nevertheless, we have currently a number of about 3,000 SMBD processes on that machine. That corresponds to a little bit more than 3,000 users, as there are also some terminal servers which are also served by a single process instance usually. And the entire server at business hour has a CPU utilization of about 12%, and Samba is taking about 30% of the memory. We have 24 gigabyte memory installed on that system. Our agent running parallelly on this system causes a negligible small overhead during an active measurement, so that we think that this solution is not really causing the operating of the productive Samba system to get less performant. Another part of the network of our customer spans other seven Samba installations with slightly smaller machines, where we have usually all a small number of users, and over there the performance results are also really encouraging in terms of overhead. So, what do we actually observe? We have the main SMBD process, which from all other processes fork when a new connection is established, and we have the actual user processes which are then serving a certain machine or a set of users. We also monitor the domain master browser process, the NMBD, and all other information we are gathering is about the global system state, about perhaps number of kernel threads, number of system calls per interval, or something like context switches. global CPU utilization and so on. The data sources we are using currently, we developed our agents for the Solaris operating system. Linux port is just underway. On the Solaris operating system, we took data from the proc file system, which is not really similar with the Linux file system. There are major differences between them. We use also the kernel statistics utility, KSTAT, and for the samba information, we are reading those TDB databases, the connection TDB and the locking TDB. In the connection TDB, you can get the share connections, and locking TDB is about the files which are currently open. Well, what we additionally support is, as depicted on this slide, you can log on actually from many workplaces with managers to the central server. We have a multi-user support on that point. And another important issue is when you actually think you detect some kind of shortcomings within your installation, some processes who are driving the CPU on the top or who are doing too much, perhaps too much CPU work, but too less I/O, which is not really typical for a Samba server. Those kind of problems, you could detect them by using our problem detection rules, and you can get notifications about that within the visualization tool with our manager. We can alter the nice value of a process or send some signals, some unique signals to a process from the manager tool. And we have a database backend connected to our central server, which stores the entire history of measurement data over time. Interesting thing is that you could access those data also from the manager at the whole time. Well, I've spoken about this manager many times. It's a platform-independent application which can be used in a diversatile environment, so you can it doesn't really matter which platform you are running your administrative department on. You can get snapshots of the actual live running state within the manager, or you can show you can visualize historical data which is gathered in the past. You get all the notifications I've spoken about, and we have integrated some kind of traffic idiom within this tool that that highlights processes which are known to have some abnormal or unusual behavior. The manager is also used as actual configuration tool for the central server, so if you can define new users for our framework or new new agents to add new agents on the central server by means of this manager, and the entire configuration and the entire assignment of those analysis rules can also be carried out from that place. This is an overview of the manager's main window. On the left side, sorry, I don't have any laser pointer. At the left side, we have the list of our agents which correspond to the Samba servers we are monitoring. At the bottom line, there is this area where we get the notification messages or error messages about some unusual situations, some unusual events within the installation. And on top, we have a large window. I'm going to show another slide with it in a moment, which displays the processes, and other windows which display the properties or the details about a certain Samba process. So let's take a look at the process window. This window has a search bar where you can define criteria to search on. If you are interested in finding the process who is responsible for serving a certain user or serving a certain workstation, a certain system, you can type its name over there and it will come out. Likewise, you can search for a share name or an open file, and then you'll get filtered only those processes which actually contain or which actually use those files or shares. The second part is the list of the processes themselves. with entire performance information we are gathering. On the very right, you can see the names of the users, and the next column is with the names of the machines and their IP addresses. On the left, we have data like CPU utilization, memory usage, and I/O cycles per I/O bandwidth per cycle, and the PID, of course. The lowest area, this blue area, contains global information about the system state. Things about total number of processes running, total CPU utilization, and you can get also information about the special processes, the master or the main SMBD process, which is actually the service entry point for the entire Samba installation, the NMBD process, and we monitor also our agent status too. When you want to view a certain process, certain selected process, you can double click it and you get another window which shows two areas. The first one displaying the connections. This is something you can get also from the SMB status commando. And in the second area below, you have a list of the files which are currently served by that process. Like SMB status, you can also view information about the current locking mode, the current share mode of those files, whether writing or reading is denied to other processes, to writing or reading to that file. And you get also a snapshot of the user permissions and the Unix permissions and the file size and user who owns that file. As I mentioned above, we have multi-user support, and not every user should be allowed to do everything on our central server using the managers. So we have developed some kind of restrictions, some kind of permission concept, which allows defining users who are equivalent to a Unix root user and other users who don't really allowed to do everything. We have the special case of sending signals to a process, including a kube signal, which would disable that process, or renicing a process, and those are tasks which should not be allowed to be carried out from everybody from the administrative department. So we have enabled those permissions on the basis of Samba server name. You can specify the name or a regular expression containing the name, the network name, or IP address of a certain agent, a certain Samba server which corresponds to an agent. And on that basis, you could define different administrators with different rights for different subnets of your entire corporate network. Well, I wanted to tell something about our analysis rules. Those are simple Java classes, as our almost complete application is Java-based too. And they just have to implement a certain rather small interface in order to plug in into our environment. Those classes, when added, when activated at runtime, get periodically the information gathered from the agents and are able to analyze it, able to iterate over it, and take a look at those pieces, at those measures they are really interested in, and after all, report on the things they have found, perhaps some problems, perhaps some unusual behavior. The rules can get parameterized at runtime so that you can adjust them on a certain environment, to a certain environment in terms of number of CPUs, numbers of available memory, I mean amount of available memory, or perhaps network bandwidth, users which we are, number of users which we are serving, and so on. And we have two categories of rules. The first one is system, which just evaluate information about the entire system as a whole, and the process rules, which take a look at each Samba process instance and analyze its current state. This is just for a performance consideration. If you would provide just only process rules which have much more detailed information to evaluate. This would mean that we would waste some CPU cycles at that point. Well, we saw that actually measuring this kind of external performance of a Samba installation isn't really sufficient for our goals. We want to actually determine whether service levels defined between the installation maintainer and the customers are really really fulfilled, or if there are any violations to those service levels. So we've saw that we need additional information in order to do that, and those information is related to Samba internals. It is related to response times and to actual transaction times. How many milliseconds does it take on the server side to map a network drive, or how many time takes it to obtain to fetch an entire user profile when a domain login happens? So we have started an initiative to instrument the Samba source code with the so-called ARM framework. ARM stands for Application Response Time Measurement and is an open group standard which defines a common way of measuring transaction times within software. It is used in many tools, for example, IBM's WebSphere, and it's a rather performant one. The overheads which this adds on existing software is not is rather marginal. So the actual point on instrumenting Samba with those kinds of techniques is defining the spots, defining the pieces or the places of code where we should put our measurement instrumentation, and this is something we are currently trying to find out. We are we have issued some questions on the Samba mailing list, and at this point I would like to take the ability to thank Volker Lendeke and David Collier Brown of giving us some valuable answers on our questions. We are hoping that we can present patched Samba solution, perhaps based on the current 3.028 version, which would integrate those ARM stuff within Samba and would allow measurement of the actual response times or actual transaction times of those operations. Well, what is also very important for the future is to integrate within those measurement framework kinds of functionality for reporting actual availability and actual service level conformancy, which is actually based on would be based on those ARM stuff we want to introduce, and that's why we first have to get closer to actual implementation of the ARM instrumentation. So after having done all this stuff, and because we are actually nowadays reaching some kind of maturity of the project, we will open this project for the public, and perhaps as Samba itself has transitioned to the GPL v3.0, we would do this too, and would start a community project from that. And if you're interested in the entire application, you could visit our website. We have several documents about this framework over there, and when the software is available, I hope really soon, when the license point is already clarified, you could download the packages over there. Well, at this point, I would like to thank you, and if you have any questions, I would love to answer them now.
Actually, the discussion is quite generic. The question is, why do you stick to Samba? Can you, let's say, measure other systems by just supplying different agents or things like that?
That's a very good point. This is something we would like to do in future, perhaps. As I said, we have started developing this stuff from a student project, and the current task, the current problem to solve was related to Samba. But it would be possible to surely introduce other measurement adapters, other agents, and gather information about other stuff too.
Also keep historical data?
Yes, yes. This was something I was trying to depict. I have mentioned on a slide that we have a database backend which is connected to our, I think I'll get to that slide, this is the best one. Our central server is directly connected with the database, and the entire data you are receiving from the agents is capable of being dumped within the database. This is something which we don't do per default, because of actually you're not always interested in every bit of data. Sometimes you have nice periods where there's no problems, there are no shortcomings, capacity is enough, so you don't really have to store all that bunch of data. And that's why we have decided to put the ability to decide on which data to put in the database within those custom rules which I've mentioned. So the analysis rules can decide which measurement point has to be stored for future, for analysis or for availability studies or whatever.
Further questions?
There was a question too.
This is quite a lot of effort to measure Samba performance. Did you, before going to all this extent, consider a more simple approach?
Well, the simpler approach...
What was the whole idea also to make a student exercise?
This was surely also a part of the contribution to the existence of this project. But I've tried to introduce other techniques which are capable of doing such monitoring. When you use common tools on the command line, or just script some parts of them, you could gain the same results. Surely, the effort which is being made for this development is not really related in relation to the benefits you get. But as it should be an extendable one, and we hope we could integrate different and value-added stuff within it. I mean, those RM stuff we are looking for at the moment. It is a very important one, and I'm not really sure whether there exists something similar, especially for file services. Other SMB and CIFS vendors don't. As far as I'm informed, don't really provide information about transaction times. So this is perhaps future stuff which would deliver more. Which would ground our project a little bit more.
Well, yes, obviously the commercial answer to it runs too slow is always has been buy a bigger box. So they don't need real monitoring tools; they just need to sell a bigger box. I find it very impressive that you went to all this effort, which I really can appreciate, because I have many customers running Samba, and now and then the question pops up, how do we monitor? And the answer is usually SMB status, and that's it. But that's of course only a very, very small answer. Yeah. So I definitely will be looking to implement your solution, though I'm a little bit afraid of the overhead in doing so. Did you ever consider releasing a virtual machine appliance with the central server that customers could simply download, start, and then add their Samba servers as agents?
Well, that's a very nice idea. We could do that. Of course, we are first trying to clarify the license question, and then, of course, we want to provide our tools directly for download so that you can install them. The really nice stuff is for those two components, the central server and the managers, you don't really have to do anything. You just unzip them on a system you want. Okay, for the central server, you have to specify a database connection parameter, such as server name, user passwords, and so on. But everything else is working just from scratch. Only the agent is the part which needs some kind of configuration and installation effort, but it is also really rather short one. You have to specify the places where to find the summer installation so that we have the connections TDB and the locking TDB files, so we can obtain information from them, but that's almost all. So the whole stuff, having our guidelines for installation, is spent for about an hour or so.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
Any other questions? No. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.